16 days of activism against gender-based violence and child abuse is a time where we raise awareness about the serious issue facing our society. It is a time where we encourage everyone to keep our women and children safe and educate men on the importance of treating women and children with respect. Today we'll be focusing on gender-based violence and child abuse while chatting to guests about this important topic. Onyx Radio, by and for children.
It's time for our first interview of the day, and it's, as I was talking about earlier, it's Theresa, who is an advocate, a crime and violence prevention specialist, and currently is the executive director of Mosaic Training Services and Healing Center for Women, a non-profit organization that works to prevent and reduce gender-based violence. Theresa has also designed the SAFE program, currently being piloted by Mosaic. SAFE is a program that brings together public and civil society stakeholders to co-create a community response to domestic violence. Theresa has received numerous awards for her work, and she is now the Vital Voices flag bearer for Cape Town, a mentorship program for women empowerment held annually on International Women's Day. Theresa, welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
Thank you. I'm doing very well, Alex. Good morning.
So for the younger listeners who don't know, I think it's important for us to start off. Could you explain to us what gender-based violence is?
So gender-based violence, like in simplified terms, and you hear many people have different ways of expressing it, but it is really around roles and expectations that are centered in inequality and power dynamics. So it's where one person, you know, puts power or exerts power or discriminates against another based on their roles that have been assigned to them in society, specifically around gender, and it's mostly defined or at least divided between male and female, boys and girls, and around what role people think that girls play or must be like and what boys must be like. And there's often that discrimination based on those thoughts. So what we call is that normative role expectation and unequal power relationships. And that also extends to gender non-conforming and LGBTQI. So it's that perception that people have, and often then it ends in discrimination. It often then, of course, ends up in physical abuse, emotional abuse, spiritual, cultural abuse, and people using those, whatever they feel that they can use to exert power over another person.
And now, based on the intro that I gave, it's quite clear that you're passionate about this and making the country safer for women and children. So where does this passion of yours come from?
You know, the passion comes from my need to be safe myself and my children, but also it comes from a great desire to see a safer community where there is no harm done. I think for me, what really gets to my soul is children being abused and children not being safe. And years ago, while I was at university specifically, I had the privilege of visiting COSMO in back then, before we had the Child Justice Act. And I saw that children were incarcerated, and hearing stories of children where they've been exposed to violence at a very young age, and they end up committing crimes themselves and becoming children in conflict in the law, that's what really drove me to find solutions to crime and violence, so that we do not have young people being exposed to violence where they end up becoming perpetrators themselves.
And you're also the executive director of Mosaic Training. Obviously, your passions led you there, Mosaic Training Services and Healing Center. So can you tell us a bit more about this organization and how it's been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic?
Thank you. So Mosaic Training Services and Healing Center for Women, we are an organization that prevents, or at least that have services that prevent, respond, and advocates for an end to gender-based violence. We have programs that have, that help women get protection orders, women and girls, and any survivor of domestic violence that get protection orders with an access to justice program. We've got a supported healing program, which helps survivors of domestic violence get access to support services like counseling, whether you need it on a short term, medium term, or long term, because trauma affects us in different ways. We help that. We also are in the Tutuzela Care Centers, which are one-stop rape survivor centers, where we do first responder services and help victims who have been raped. And this range from children, like babies, right up to old age. And we help with that. We also have a GBV prevention program, where we work with Engaging Men and Boys program, and that is really trying to look at the causes of gender-based violence and trying to ensure that we leave no one behind and we engage the men and boys too.
And obviously it starts at a young age, so how can children get involved in standing up against gender-based violence?
I think the critical to children is participating in dialogues and asking questions. I think the children, when you do your PSW at school, life orientation, for instance, is to ask questions. And then, of course, that's in the system. But in the home, for instance, if you are a boy, you shouldn't be able to just sit back and say, my sister is the one that's doing all the chores, right? Gender-based violence is rooted in power and in inequality. So what you want to do is ensure that when you are in the home, there is equality. When you are at school, there is equality. You are actually choosing to be equal with the other person. So you do, there are no roles that are assigned to only girls or to only boys. Emotions are only assigned, are not only assigned to girls. So not only girls must cry. Boys cry when things hurt. Boys must speak out when things hurt. Nobody must keep quiet. And that's where you start getting that responsibility and your rights. You get that understanding through practice. You won't get it by just waiting for someone to deliver information to you. You have to also become very proactive in calling out. If you see that aunt or uncle that is starting to be rude to children in a space where there's family gatherings, or touching you inappropriate ways, or when you don't feel comfortable someone giving you a hug and you just don't feel comfortable with it, you have to say something. Find those trusted adults in your life that you can confide in, and find ways in which that they can help you, so that as you grow older and become your own adult, you will become an ally to children as well.
Darisa, I think that's some great advice, and I definitely hope that those who are listening are able to take it to heart. Thank you so much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
It's been great having you on. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Great advice there. If you see something, speak up. If you are unsure about things, ask questions. That's advice from Darisa Mchuchu McMillan, an advocate, a crime and violence prevention specialist, and currently the executive director of Mosaic Training Services and Healing Center for Women.